What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington yesterday on the, I guess what he is calling the excellent or extraordinary play of Christian Gonzalez for that football team on Sunday. Week.
And I will say this, because you brought it up. Has my opinion changed? My opinion has changed, then I think they'll go over the 4.5 wins. But if they do, it's going to be because of their defense.
All because of defense.
Yes.
Or mostly because of defense.
Or could you say the offense isn't killing them anymore?
Yeah, the offense is not going to make any mistakes. I don't know if Ramondre Stevenson's going to be able. I know Mayo said we're going to run. But I think, you know, defenses are going to do their best to try to slow that down. Mm-hmm. But it's really going to be about their defense. And if they do go over 4.5 wins, it's going to be because the defense carried them.
That is alarming, because you and Chaim have told me repeatedly that defense cannot win football games.
No, they can't win championships.
No, they can't win championships
in this league any further.
No, yeah. They win games. So, the Pittsburgh Steelers are evidence of that. They just can't win championships.
Right.
That's why Tomlin doesn't want a playoff game in like 6 years.
They make the playoffs almost every year, the Steelers.
And then they lose right away.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would also say that the new kickoff is the latest and greatest way to say that it's about safety when it's really about offense, because it was 20 yards for a touchback for my entire life. Then 5 years ago, it was the 25. Now it's the 30.
Wiggy and I were talking about this yesterday. The new kickoff rule is stupid.
So
like,
dumb.
I don't get it. Like, all they do, they kick the ball out. Nobody kicks the ball in. Doesn't create a play. It doesn't keep anybody safe. It's stupid.
Well, I will say the safety of the kickoff is better in the sense that it cuts down on the distance between the collisions. I will agree with that. But the question is, what is it in play for? Is the new kickoff rule because you want to see more returns? Is that why you made it this way? You have this zone?
No, they want the ball at the 30 because they want more offense. That's why it's there. They always say they care about the players. Well, there's going to be a Thursday night game tomorrow. They don't give a damn about the players.
So then it's not about the players. It's more about the offense.
Right.
Okay, so it's not about the safety of the game. Because
I believe
it's safer this way than it used to be. But what's the difference, right? If you run it, I guess the collisions are shorter. I think Rich had a good idea. We talked about this off air after the crossover. And I want to see more kickoff returns. So he made a good point where he said, kind of gave him the idea, if you kick it in the end zone, the offense should get it on like the 40-yard line. So you
basically like the flag for kicking it out of bounds.
Yes.
They call it the John Casey.
Yeah. When I played, if the ball went out of bounds, you used to get it at the 40. So what you do is you tell the teams, if you kick the ball into the end zone, if it's a touchback, the offense gets it at the 40-yard line. That would mean more teams would kick it into that 25-yard zone, and we would see more returns. Because I'd like the return element coming back to the game, and that's why I thought they changed that rules, because they wanted to see more returns and make the kickoff return bring it kind of back into the game of football.
So if this team ends up going over, ends up winning Sunday,
yep,
it's in your mind, it's all defense. It's all defense.
All defense.
And it has to be that way season long.
Well, their offense stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why. I mean, they don't have much talent there. But if last year's Patriots team was yesterday's offense or Sunday's offense, they would have won 4 more games. I mean, easily won 4 more games. They would have beaten the Giants. They would have beaten the Colts. They would have beaten the Chargers. Those are 3.
Commanders.
And the Raiders and the Commanders. That's 5 wins. Right? Am I wrong? Am I being over? Am I overstating?
No, you're absolutely right.
I wouldn't say the offense. I would say the quarterback, because I actually think this.
Well, you're talking about turnovers? Like,
yes. Yeah, and that's it. Because I think last year's offense.
Well, are they ever going to try to throw the football this season?
Greg.
But at some point, they're going to have to at some point.
Right.
Throw the football
only
more than 5 yards. Like, that's why it's dangerous after 1 week to determine it.
I mean, they lost a game at home 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
And in that game, Bailey Zappe threw 141 yards. So, I mean, the Patriots lost how many? They were shut out twice at home against the Saints and the Chargers. They lost to the Raiders, a game that was, I think, a 4-3-point game at that point. They lost to the Colts after the worst pass in the history of the NFL, the interception that Mac threw, not an overstatement. If they just do what they did last Sunday, they would have been a borderline playoff team last year.
Well, and see, it's about the quarterback, because I actually think this year's offense could be – I mean, last year's offense is going to be better when it comes to throwing the football, because I think Mac Jones is a better quarterback – skill-wise than Jacoby Brissett. It's just Jacoby Brissett won't make as many bad decisions, but you're not going to throw the ball with him. He's going to average, what, 125 yards a game? I mean, that's what their passing offense looks like. And you can't win football games like that.
Gerard says, I think that you can, because he basically has said that they're not going to throw the football much unless a defense is able to stop them running. So, I mean, if that is their mentality going into the season.
Yeah, but...
So I don't think he cares that 125 yards is going to be a stat line for Jacoby Brissett.
Well, then if he feels that way, then that tells me that you're going to be one of the leading rush teams in the NFL.
Correct. That's kind of their idea. That's their plan. They're going to run the football, they're going to not turn it over, and they're going to play defense. That's the goal. They're going to do what the Steelers are doing. The exact same thing.
And that'll get you wins, but that won't get you over the hump, you know?
Well, right. This year is a year for the Patriots to develop the offense, figure out the new system, get it ready for Drake May, and to lean on what they believe to be one of the best defenses in football. And I also think, Wiggs, tell me if you agree, it feels like the offenses are somewhat coming back to normal. Like, the years
how
of
week one always feels.
No, but last year, who led the league in touchdown passes?
In touchdown passes?
Last year? Was it Dak?
17-game season. It was in the 40s, I believe, the low 40s.
Oh, you're talking about players specifically?
Yes.
Okay,
Which player led the NFL in touchdown passes in 2023?
All right.
And my guess is, because we were at a period where it was 50, then 55, and now it's, with an extra game, it's still not even where it was then.
All right, so let me...
There, I got it right here.
You got it?
2023 regular season, bang.
I thought it was like Dak with 36.
It was. Dak Prescott, 36.
So in a 17-game season, 36 led the league. Six years ago, you were in the 50s with 16.
Yeah. It's just a little over two a game.
Right.
Yeah, but not multiple people were over 50. Like, it happened like sparingly with some of the greatest quarterbacks that have ever lived.
All right, so here you go. 2022.
In 17
by the
games.
Way, by the way, according to you, Joe Montana not on that list.
Right.
No, he didn't throw for 50 touchdowns.
No, just on the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, he's way down the list.
So
he stinks.
So 2020.
That guy would suck in today's NFL.
He stinks.
Yeah.
He would suck today?
Yeah, in today's NFL, he would stink.
He was the best when he played. Why would he stink?
Yeah, because it was all defense. The good completion percentage back then was like 55%. Good luck. God.
You have such an irrational hate for Joe Montana.
No, I have an irrational hate for all the boomers who think that old football was better than current football, when in reality, current football is just better.
Is that the style of Patriots football we're talking about right now?
No. I'm saying in general,
run the football,
Greg,
play defense. Isn't that the style that we're talking about is going to win football games?
Greg, there's a reason Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks the world has ever seen, and it's because he's amazing and can throw the football. Back then, it was not the case.
Yeah, that style of football.
I mean, Steve Young was pretty damn good.
Yeah, Steve Young was good. Montana was good.
Steve Young probably better than Montana.
Steve Young is more of what the quarterbacks are nowadays.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think Montana would have been able to play. He would just be the Brady type of pocket passer. Like, he wouldn't be a guy that you would say, oh, he's not going to win you games running, but he can win you games because he's so smart.
I don't think you can compare back then to now. Because
think you can.
I don't think so. Because
if you put Josh Allen back there, he would have dominated like he's kicking ass now.
He's like, Shime's like, Jerry Rice, Scribeen.
No, Jerry Rice was amazing. That's another reason why Joe Montana's overrated. He was throwing at Jerry Rice.
What in the world?
Tom Brady was able to do it with Rashe Caldwell.
Yeah, I think that Tom Brady changed the way in which people take care of themselves playing in the league, so that would be a bit different for guys that used to play from who play right now. Yep. They'd probably be better in this day and age.
All the guys, Courtney, is what you're saying? Yeah, because they would take advantage of the technology and all the advanced. Because every
Abraham Lincoln, total bum, didn't have Wi-Fi.
Because you think about
also,
this.
Also, Joe Montana, potted mums guy. Not a cut flowers guy.
No, he was more of a plastic flowers guy.
You know what would be good in this era of football? John Elway. John Elway would be another guy.
Right.
You know who only won when he had a Hall of Fame running back?
John Elway.
True.
Yep,
but Courtney, you're right, because nowadays in all the sports, the guys, these guys are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on their body to stay in shape. If guys of the, you know, back in the old days, if they were playing today, they would be doing the same thing. So
But I don't think they were as talented. That's my point. Like, good for them. They have all of the, like, the benefits of playing in today's NFL. I don't think they were as talented.
Oh,
wait,
yes.
The human being constantly evolves. Athletes are constantly evolving.
One second.
I love this one.
Joe Montana, when he was alive in his prime, was the best there was, correct?
Yeah.
So then why wouldn't he use, just like he used everything that was around him in the 80s?
Because I think people now are more talented than they were back in the 80s.
Right.
Being that talented then, Curtis, there was a smaller pool of people that were that
talented.
Shime, I got
to disagree with you.
What?
Think about this. Shime, think about this.
This is the dumbest take ever. I love dumb takes.
All right, ready?
I give them. But think about this, Shime.
I'm here.
Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson, like... Bo Jackson.
Yeah, hold on.
Deion Sanders.
I'm talking about the quarterback position.
All right, so quarterback position. I think the difference is this. Here's the difference with the quarterbacks back then versus the quarterbacks now. The quarterbacks like Randall Cunningham wasn't viewed as somebody a team could build an offense around because they didn't want quarterbacks that had mobility and that kind of thing.
And that's why I'm saying that current quarterbacks are better.
So the quarterbacks
Current quarterbacks don't get hit.
Right.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Josh Allen takes plenty of hits.
No. Oh, my God.
He welcomes the contact.
They can't touch him in his knees. They can't touch him in his head.
When he's running in the open field, yes, they can, Curtis.
Oh, okay.
See, I think Shime's...
They can hit Josh Allen in the head in the open field.
No, you can't hit any player in the head in the open field.
Well, that's what I just said.
So I think, Shime, here's the thing. I think could a pocket passer survive or make it in today's game?
Not the same way you could back then.
See, I would disagree because if you had Dan Marino...
Tom Brady essentially was one.
Bingo.
Yeah, but he was perfect, like at everything. He's the one outlier.
The floor is yours.
Okay. Tom
he's
Brady,
one outlier.
Tom Brady said that the game's gotten easier for quarterbacks.
For him.
Like, I think...
What?
For him. Because he had all the answers to the test. That was
no,
the whole
no,
point.
He said it's been dumbed down. Yeah. Courtney's right.
So you don't think Dan Marino could play in today's game? I think Dan Marino would be lights out.
He's not going to
get you a bunch of... But Chime, aren't we talking about the best players?
Shakespeare would be a crappy writer
today.
But the
difference is Marino was an exceptional passer, Wiggy, right? Like, I don't believe that Joe Montana was this exceptional passer. Yeah. Like,
zero
he was good.
Zero respect for the olds.
Yeah, you're damn right.
I can't stand it. It's your whole generation. It's a giant problem.
There's a reason guys like Anthony Richardson are breaking relative athletic scores compared to the history of the sport. Like
athletic scores.
Yeah, because they're the most athletic people we've ever seen. That's the point.
Shime's like, Grogan and Eason could not play in today's game.
No, they would have sucked. They would have sucked. It would have been like Nathan Peterman.
Well, Marino would have been good. Elway would have been good. Warren Moon would have been good.
Warren Moon would have been fun.
In today's era. You said some 80s quarterbacks. We obviously talked about Elway would have been good.
I don't think Aikman would have been as good now as he was then.
What about
Kenny Stabler?
No.
What about the snake?
Johnny Unitas? No shot.
Game Dog has a good point. Will you bring this up to Boomer on Monday?
Sure. I don't have a problem.
Boomer,
my take.
Boomer would be good in today's game. See, I think Shime's miss.
I haven't watched enough Boomer to make a statement. I'll be honest.
I think what Shime's doing is getting like the Johnny Unitases and the Joe.
Like
Namath's.
Terry Bradshaw won four Super Bowls. He wouldn't do that
doing
in today's
what
NFL.
Everybody does when they are young and naive, which is discount anything that happened before them as if it has zero relevance to their life.
Yep.
And
discounting everything. Yep.
Oh, you are.
No, I'm not. I
mean, you are.
He's going JJ
Terry Bradshaw
Redick?
Won four Super Bowls. In today's NFL, Terry Bradshaw wouldn't sniff a Super Bowl.
Well, remember,
he would have had all the same things that the kids today had before he got there.
But I'm that. awesome. Good for him. I'm telling you, like, it wouldn't have been the same.
But what
like,
would just, what would have slowed what would have slowed Bradshaw down? Because I know he was before Elway
the fact
and Marino.
That, and defenses can't carry you to Super Bowls.
No, but
Bradshaw
but,
wasn't that good. He just had like the greatest defense of what was that?
So
the
you
70s?
Don't think he, so you
defense
don't,
won you a Super Bowl four. 5 years ago,
they
when you
won
were the
game.
New England Patriots.
Greg, the game before that, they had to score 40-something points. Stop. What are we doing? Stop it.
You know what's an underrated movie? Failure to Launch with Terry Bradshaw.
Really,
good
really good,
yeah.
Curtis.
Thank you.
So you don't think Bradshaw is a good passer?
No.
That's why he would struggle.
Yes.
But Marino, some of those...
Like Marino could sling the rock.
Right. Jim Kelly. Warren Moon. But
yes.
But that's my point. Like the Bradshaw days... They didn't really throw the ball that much.
Bingo.
Marino and those guys, they threw it a lot. So
that's why like I don't put running back. Like I think a guy like Walter Payton could still have success in today's NFL because he was just a tremendous athlete running the football.
Thank you.
Whereas like when you look at the quarterback position in particular, those guys in the past would not have the same type of success.
Bo Jackson,
present day NFL.
Deion Sanders sucks.
Nope.
Well, yeah,
I'm talking specifically about the quarterback.
Yeah, because the quarterback position is
has evolved.
Is the biggest evolvement.
It's evolved. Curtis said it because you can't hit them.
Right.
Well, every single hit that happened in the 70s, 80s,
when you have to be able to throw the football,
and 90s,
Greg,
is
that's
a penalty
now.
But the smartest people 200 years ago would be even smarter today. The best athletes 200 years ago would be even better athletes today. If they were able to achieve the top of their game in the era in which they played, if you place them in another era with all the same things that the same people have, they would also rise to the
top. I disagree. I don't think that's the case.
Why?
Because humans constantly evolve, Curtis.
Right.
Like,
so they
people
would be
now are smarter than people before them. That's how it works. Like it's just you constantly learn new things and you grow
I
and you evolve.
We have gotten significantly dumber.
I agree. We have never been dumber. Have you gone outside?
Have you seen the technology we have, Curtis?
Yeah,
people
we are
far
smart.
More intelligent.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
We sit down and somebody tells us how to put a seatbelt on.
No.
Like because you use
they do that as safety reasons,
Chime,
Curtis. Not
because you're able to find Google things on your iPhone doesn't mean you're smarter.
No. But the person who made Google is way smarter.
But then the person
That's
who
the
invented
point.
The rocket? Like no. Mm.
Yes. Or invented the stoplight. It's pretty impressive.
Aristotle.
super impressive.
And Aristotle,
I believe that was a brother, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe the guy who invented the stoplight was a brother. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, very impressive.
I would not know where to even begin to start. Like, what makes you think back in those days, like, you know what?
Yeah, we
if
need
we,
a light.
Had lights,
if we had lights,
or whoever created the airplane, I'm
right.
always fascinated that
yeah.
planes
were brothers.
Can fly.
Yeah, they're right. Brothers.
They were brothers.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, brother. The white Wright brothers.
Were they the inventors of the plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or at least that's
a bicycle
they,
shop.
At least that's what they tell
right.
me.
South Carolina or North Carolina?
Huh?
Come on and raise
Kitty
up.
Hawk. Kitty Hawk. North Carolina.
Yeah,
their license plate says first in flight. I don't remember.
Weren't
the
they
state.
Actually from like Ohio though?
I don't know anything.
Just
about
as long
that.
As that's like
North Carolina
true history, because you know sometimes
that's a beautiful the Outer Banks, not because of the show, because I've been there. That's a beautiful place
Gorgeous.
To go.
Never been.
Duck. I highly recommend Duck, which is a beautiful coastal town down there for a vacation if you're looking. All right.
Well, Shime.
Shime hates everybody except for Patrick Mahomes.
No, I
didn't. And Lamar
it.
Jackson. Let's get to
Courtney. Sling the Rock was my favorite.
Curtis, when a guy can spin it, he can spin it.
I hear you, bud.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox fell to the Orioles last night 5-3. Cutter Crawford went 6 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 6.
Also, remind me, Steve Jobs, boomer, yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
Boomer. Thank you. Created the technology that you're gloating about.
Yeah, and then people have since upgraded it, Greg. That's the point.
Bill Gates?
And when did, wait, hold on. When did he create that? Recently. Okay, got it. Like within the last 25 years? Oh, okay, got it. Since the turn of the century? Oh, okay, got it.
Last one with the Orioles tonight. 7:10 first pitch from Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Kyle Shanahan has clarified what Christian McCaffrey is dealing with injury-wise, saying he would have played in the game against the Jets if it was the playoffs, and that CMC has Achilles tendonitis. He's listed as day-to-day. And it is that time again to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I'll go first. I'm going to put the PGA Tour officials, including Tiger Woods, in timeout after they reportedly met with representatives from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund in New York yesterday. They're hoping to get a deal done that would send money from the PIF, $1 billion, to the PGA Tour enterprises after they told you you were supporting terrorists for taking that money.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to put the Red Sox in timeout because just when they got everybody sort of back to see if they could win a game, they lost and the season's over.
I had somebody that I was going to put time on. I should have wrote it down.
Well, you kind of did during your lead. Like, I would put Donnie Sweeney and the Bruins in timeout for not getting a deal done yet with Jeremy Swayman. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
What's your option
there? I don't know what the hell they're doing over there.
Give the kid a deal, pay him $8 million, and be done with it. Like,
I'm with you on that one. All right, I'll second that one. Yeah. I will definitely second that. I don't get why they're waiting so long. Because the season starts, it's a month away. So are they in official training camp? Or when do they, like, when's the official hockey training camp?
I don't think they're in official yet.
Okay. So then it's just more like, all right.
You want to know one thing? Bobby Orr sucked, according to Shime.
Bobby Orr.
Nope, this is football specific. Quarterback specific.
You know what was a great invention? Whoever invented the clicker or the remote. I think that's the greatest invention to man. For the television.
That allows you to be more lazy.
Well, yeah, the fact that, remember we used to have to get up to change the channels?
I would argue the microwave is the greatest invention of all time.
Yeah, but you can always put stuff in the stove.
Takes forever, though.
Well, Greg, you were there for the invention of the wheel, so I'm shocked you didn't go with that.
Without the remote, you constantly, either somebody has to sit next to the television, or you got to constantly get up.
Yeah. Well, that's what kids were for back in my day. Like, your old man would tell you to get up and change the channel.
And hold the antennas.
All right. Is that it?
Yes, and that was brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And what about that feeling when your knee or ankle or any joint feels like bone on bone? It's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at OrthoLaser with a ZNE.com.
Also the Swiffer. I have mentioned this many times when it comes to being a guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Swiffer has revolutionized the way in which we clean our homes.
Okay,
that thing is so simple.
Home.
You throw the little cloth on the end of it. You're done. 5 minutes. Everything looks
just
great.
Get the robot that goes around and cleans
Why
up.
Why do men not like vacuums? Like that, you never touch them. You just like
we don't like cleaning in general.
Right.
I don't mind a vacuum, a good one.
I love a vacuum.
Well, yeah, but you guys are unnaturally obsessed with that. Like it's real. Like a Swiffer, 5 minutes, everything's done. You don't have to worry about getting the dust and stuff out of the corners. You just get the general area done. 5 minutes.
Can't suck nothing up on a carpet.
Yeah, carpet does nothing.
Can't use a Swiffer on a carpet. Don't have a carpet.
Here's Curtis with your weather.
Hey, quick note, because we're so late, it doesn't matter. Congrats on that big weekly, 14.9 last week.
Oh, what does that mean? I don't care about the ratings. I don't know much about them.
Just under a 15 share, which is pretty good, men 25-54. And by a wide margin, a 13 share, number one, adults, men and women 25-54 in the latest weekly.
Number one again with that, and adults is just remind me and Chad Finn. It's both men and women.
That's right. That's all people.
All people.
25-54.
This show, number one, all people last week.
Yep.
Just a weekly, though.
What up, adults?
Just a weekly.
What up, adults?
But through 9 weeks, it's just it's pretty remarkable.
And they don't even have to be technically adults, because can't there be some younger listeners in there as well?
Not in that particular category.
Well, in the car, they might be listening as well, but they don't count for that.
Okay. All right.
But Shime says 30 years ago, those ratings would have sucked.
Yeah,
64 degrees, sunny afternoon high, 76.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien at 6:45 talking Boston college football and the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9. Tomorrow, Friday, Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday as they get ready for the Seahawks. And on Monday, of course, we will be at Gillette Stadium with Boomer Esiason and with Gerard Mayo. A little debate going on in here, which needs to be settled on the Mayo Monday walk-up song. We know Gerard Mayo's three favorite artists. And the question is, should we just allow Wiggy to pick the three songs by the artists in order to have a vote on Instagram?
I have a couple recommendations that I could throw out there. And if other people have their songs, I mean, you know.
I mean, he told us to pick the song for him. He actually wanted not us, the listeners.
Right.
But we have to get, you can't just do random Jay-Z songs or random Migos songs.
So I did for each artist, I just did three recommendations.
What are they?
So for Biggie, it's Gimme the Loot, Things Done Change, and Warning. And for Jay-Z, Big Pimpin', The City Is Mine, love that song, and It's a Hard Knock Life.
Mm.
And then for
City Is Mine is pretty good though for Mayo.
Yeah, I love that song. And for the Migos,
I think Things Done Change also.
Yeah, very good Biggie song.
It's pretty good when it comes to Mayo and the current situation.
Right, so that's why I'm trying to like.
What'd you go with Migos?
And Migos, Fight Night.
Fight Night, definitely.
Walk It Like I Talk It.
Great
and then
one.
Bad and Bougie. So I'm trying to like, you know, what you say, call the double entendre? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yes.
So I'm trying to like, you know, have it that way. Gimme the Loot is kind of like, you know.
Santo ordered double tundra in the Mums arrangement that he purchased for Courtney.
Yeah.
The controversial Mums.
Yes.
Situation. Very controversial.
Poor Santo.
How long do you think this marriage is going to last? I give it 5 years.
I'm very happy.
Saying one. I've already made the graphic for this for social, so we need to pick three so I can plug those in.
So, yeah, let's do The City Is Mine.
All right, that's the Jay-Z.
Can I?
Things Done Changed.
For Biggie, I like that.
Walk It Like I Talk It by Migos. That song hits.
Okay. And Walk It Like I Talk It. Oh, what are you thinking? Bad and Bougie?
I like Bad and Bougie. But...
Fight Night? All right.
I like Fight Night.
But...
Oof.
Give Curtis a Fight Night.
Curtis, Fight Night?
It's a good tune.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask a serious question?
No.
Have you actually ever heard it?
I have. Oh, it's on my phone right here.
There you go.
Right. I like the Do Re Migos.
Yep. RIP Takeoff.
Still using your father's Spotify, I see.
My dad does not have Spotify.
He doesn't. Okay. All right.
Christopher?
Somebody invented Spotify, another great invention. Shime, who was that? Was that a boomer or a Gen Z?
Couldn't tell you. Also, I'm not Gen Z for the people out there who accuse me of it.
You are.
How dare you? I'm not a Zoomer.
What are you?
Annoying.
Yeah. No, I think I'm technically a millennial. I don't know.
You're a millennial.
Yeah.
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I just want to defend Courtney a little bit. I feel bad. They're just crapping all over you. There is a difference between flowers and plants.
Thank you. You're correct.
Yeah, but how many guys know that, Bob?
Honestly, any real guy should know that.
Yeah, okay. Blink twice if you're being held hostage by your wife.
All right, it's like those videos going around where the wife is holding a sign plus the gun up. Like, yeah, okay.
The dumbest thing ever. This is DJ from Hyannis. What's up, DJ?
Time to put Shime and Time Out.
Four.
Dumbest take I ever heard. The old school quarterback couldn't handle the new school stuff because they have the new technology.
Yep.
They'd be bigger, stronger, and badder than the new guys.
bigger, stronger, and
better? They'd be bigger and stronger.
Okay, they that doesn't make them better quarterbacks.
They would have the technology to be better. That's what you don't understand. These guys are skinny and fast.
What you're not understanding is that it doesn't, for the evolution of the quarterback position, it's not about technology. It's about the actual ability to throw the football and actually be...
Exactly.
No, you're missing the point. No, and the way offenses have evolved. We don't run the wishbone offense anymore here. We don't run the triple option. Like, it's... The offenses nowadays are far more complicated.
Sniffing all the weed.
Nope, I haven't sniffed any weed. Thank you very much. It's just that's how offenses have grown over time.
I'll have you know, I have not smelled the aroma of marijuana at all today.
Like, Kyle Shanahan's offense is more complicated than his dad's offense was. And that's just because that's how the sport has evolved.
Right, but his dad would be a great coach today using the modern way in which it's being coached.
And I think Kyle would be better.
What?
I there's a reason that these guys were more creative. Like, it's certain people just are just better. And now, the quarterback position now is better than it was.
No, I think it
always will be. And the people at it will be better. Even if you took those people like Joe Montana and put them in today, it would not be the same.
I think the game has just evolved. So, when back in the days, throwing the ball wasn't a big thing. And then as the years football goes on, it evolves. It's like when the first car came out. Right,
but it was a big thing.
Like, no.
When Joe Montana played, it was a
no,
big thing.
No, when Joe Montana played, I agree with you.
Well, that's the argument.
Well, that's where I think Shimes out for his rocker, because I gave him Joe Montana, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, John Elway, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham. Like, those guys I believe would be able to play in this game. Like, they'd be able to play today.
Most of the guys you mentioned are not mobile RPO quarterbacks, but it wasn't what the game was.
No, it wasn't. That's why Randall Cunningham was looked at
as different.
Yeah, like, he's good, but he's not on the same level.
But they didn't they didn't RPO because guys would get their head knocked off.
Yeah, it was a different game. But
players hit harder today than they did 40 years ago, Greg.
Oh, my God.
Because the athletes are better. Like, those linebackers nowadays are yoked up beyond belief.
You're saying the guys hit harder now than they did when Wiggy played?
Yes.
No, it's not even close.
Oh, my God.
Not even close. Sean Taylor would literally
obliterate,
whatever.
Yep.
He would crush any wide receiver. Because nowadays,
Harrison.
You don't have to worry about going across the middle.
Ray
when
Lewis.
I was going across the middle, it was Rodney. It was Sean Taylor. It was Ray Lewis. It was Dawkins from Philadelphia. These guys would knock your head. I didn't play with Ronnie Lott, I didn't play in. I played with Steve Atwater.
Like,
but
I bet Jelani Tavai would hit harder than Brian Urlacher.
Oh, my God. I am going home.
It's called the evolution of athletes.
What is wrong with you?
Tom Brady was able to juke out Brian Urlacher.
Brian,
a big white
guy. Are you doing this just to F with everybody?
I've played against.
Absolutely not.
I played
you
against
actually
Brian
believe
Urlacher.
It.
Yes.
I played against Brian Urlacher. The guy was 6'4", 260 pounds, and could run a 4.5.
He played secondary in college. The guy was a freak.
Jelani Tavai is a good football player, but he's not hitting harder than Zach Taylor, who played for the Dolphins.
Oh, he was tiny, wasn't he?
Right, and he was just Ted Johnson. The guy, I felt like the guy had
like Juwan Bentley's hitting harder than Teddy Bruschi did.
Huh?
Like, Juwan Bentley's hitting harder than Teddy Bruschi did.
I mean, they're all hitting hard. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Wiggy. At the time, back then, that was hard. But nowadays, athletes are just—they're stronger,
right,
they're faster.
Right,
they
but
hit
remember,
harder.
Remember, athletes today—they're not—they're not throwing their bodies all over the place because they can't do that in the game. So they have been trained differently how to tackle. Well, that's why I said when I was going across the middle against guys like Rodney and Sean Taylor, they didn't care. They were looking to take your head off. They didn't care about their own bodies.
Sean, I want you to look at my screen. This was Tom Brady in 2001 against the Bills. This is
awesome.
Nate Clements absolutely decapitating him.
Good for him.
Yeah, I was at that game in Buffalo.
Right. That doesn't happen in today's football
anywhere. Not even close.
That's not my point. My point if it did happen, Curtis, it would look 10 times worse because, again, the athletes are bigger, faster, and stronger.
Well,
that's the point.
Here's what I'll say. I would say
there's a reason
Jelani
why it doesn't
Tavai
happen anymore because
strong.
People would die.
Jelani Tavai is not stronger than Brian Urlacher. Yeah.
No. Here's Chime. Here's what I'll give you. The athletes probably are a little bit more faster today than
not
they,
a little bit.
I'm talking about overall. Right?
Yeah.
So let's say...
Because you mean the ways the condition have improved or
just
whatever.
Like the learning of like sprinting and conditioning, all those things.
Yes.
But I will disagree with you. The guys that play today are much smaller. They're not bigger than when
Sean,
I played.
You're being called unqualified for your position that you currently hold here, just to be aware.
Yeah, from texters on the to a radio show. I feel very secure in my position. Thank you.
And they're not bigger, Sean, because of the RPO.
Because you need to be faster.
Okay,
right.
So Jelani Tavai ran a 4.8 7.40. Brian Urlacher ran a 4.5. Brian Urlacher benched more than Jelani Tavai.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean he's stronger and bigger in every single way you could measure it.
I agree with you, like, as far as the RPOs and how, like, the interior lineman, like, when you look at what Aaron Donald has done, he's completely changed the game. The smaller size defensive linemen, they exist in today's football. When I played, it was Ted Washington. It was guys like Vince Wilfork. It was guys like Pat Williams. These guys were at, like, the size of pickup trucks.
Yeah, right? But they've changed that. It's now because force is mass times velocity, Wiggy. They take some of that mass off, and they add a ton of velocity. That's the difference.
I would like to end, my favorite theorem.
Yeah.
I would like to end this with a friend of another station across the street, Zoe, who just wrote, "What a moron."
That's fine.
Hey,
coming from a guy who could barely sniff the field.
Warren Sapp is a...
Wow,
shots fired.
Hey, I mean, they are what they are, friends.
Respect. I'm so happy Sean decided to be a douche. It is taking all the heat off of him.
That's cool.
Douche heat redirected.
Right. Yep.
So you see what
spin the wheel of heat.
You see what Sean's saying? Basically, Zoe couldn't play in today's game.
He couldn't play back then, Wiggy. You think he could play now?
All right, we'll be right back.
I love Zoe.
Jones and Keith coming up in moments. Afternoon show this afternoon, WEEI afternoon show. Alex Cora and Adam Schefter at 3:45.
Right.
Wiggy's guy,
like Chef
Adam Schefter.
That's all a report.
It's an opinion.
Yep. Well, why did you tweet out what I said verbatim?
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Yeah. Good morning. Great show today, guys. Shine, I just got to ask you one question. You losing weight? What happened to your brain?
Nothing. I'm just fine.
You take Lawrence. Wait a minute. You take Lawrence Taylor in his prime. Drop him on the Patriots defense right now. He'd be awesome.
Yes, my theory applied specifically to quarterbacks.
Quarterback then. You take Dan Marino and put him on the Patriots right now.
He'd be average.
An offensive line.
Maybe slightly above average.
He'd be average. Unbelievable.
He wanted a what? He'd have just as many Super Bowl wins now as he did back then. Zero.
I mean, he did make a little bit of case during the break with Wiggy with regard to speed.
Yeah.
So
in the 1984 Olympics, so exactly 40 years ago.
Good math.
Thank you. Carl Lewis ran a 10.32 100-meter dash. That was first place.
Yep.
This year in the Olympics, the eighth-place finisher finished at a 9.91.
Right. So what the whole purpose of this conversation is to describe that if Carl Lewis was born 20 years ago, he would be the fastest today.
I don't think that's the case necessarily.
Why not?
Because
he was the fastest when he was alive.
Yes, because back then. And
right,
with
he maximized
people.
All the things available to every human to be the fastest on the planet.
He wasn't racing these people, Curtis.
But we've learned
Am I speaking
so much.
French?
Yes,
Sean,
basically.
We've learned so much about how to take care of your body and how to make you faster. Like these athletes back then were smoking cigarettes in the locker room and they were like eating fried food all the time. It's a completely different
That's great.
Beast.
They might be better than they were then, but like compared to today's athletes, they wouldn't be the best in their sport. It's just not how it works.
I think they have
the competition
raw
now is exponentially more difficult.
They'd still be born with the raw talent.
See, I always go the other way. I don't know how many guys could play today.
Could have played when you played?
Could play when I played or played even the Lawrence Taylor days in the 80s.
Right, when you actually had two-a-days and you actually hit and you actually
like
were.
I don't know how many guys could do that. Like, because that's more of the mental, you know, you got to be in a mentally
Gotta be mentally tough like Santo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Santo
can
play great for him time. Every day. I mean, that guy is mentally tough.
Courtney's the best Santo. In the
business.
He's like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I would say this. I will always remember where I was, sadly, 23 years ago, and I will always remember where I was when I heard Shime say that Jelani Tavai is better than Brian Urlacher.
Hey, man.
All right.
Is what it is.
We'll end on that note.
Shout out to my guy, Jelani.
We are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. And thank you for being here this morning. And it is Jones and Keefe next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.